Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to Romans, the third chapter this morning? We began some weeks back on a series we're calling Real Faith. Real Faith. Romans 3:3, he said, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" These are questions. What's the answer to these questions? No, it does not. Or that God cannot be counted upon when you trust Him. The next phrase says, "God forbid." Strong response. We might say, "No way, no how." No. God is faithful, completely to be trusted, and faith in Him works.
Amen.
Whether some people don't believe or not,
right,
doesn't change. The efficacy of faith and the faithfulness of God. Look with me in 1 Timothy, the first chapter, 1 and verse 4. He said, "Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith." There are studies that will leave you with questions. Don't just immerse yourself in things that leave you with questions. Sometimes people think it's a sign of their superior intelligence that they can ask questions that they think folks can't answer. And this is a very important principle. Back when Phyllis and I first went to Brother Kenneth Hagin's school in Ramah, first few months we were there, we made some friends, and she invited them over to a little apartment down in the rough part of town. And we sat down and ate, and we had a good meal. And then, of course, we're there to go to Bible school. We're being taught every day. We're studying the Scriptures every day. And somebody brought up a passage of Scripture that none of us understood. And we discussed it. And we discussed it. And we discussed it. Must have been for an hour or two. And our conclusion was that it was a difficult passage. That was our conclusion. And later on, when everybody left, Phyllis and I lay down to go to sleep, and the Spirit of God quickened me. He asked me a question. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but inside me, He asked me, He said, "Keith, would you like to understand that passage?" I thought, "Well, yes. Yes." He said, "Well, now you're further from understanding it than you've ever been." Why? The revelation of God, Romans 1 says, is progressive from faith to faith. And we're not believing that we can understand that. We're believing it's hard to understand. The Scripture also says, "In His light, we see light," the psalmist said. How does that work? If you don't know where else to start, start with this. I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm saved. I'm confident I'm saved. I'm confident my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm confident that if I leave here or the trump sounds, I'm going to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. In that light, as you stay there and thank God for that, your understanding will be enlightened. You'll start seeing other things that's connected with that. Can you see that?
Yes.
Very important. Said out loud, don't talk about.
Don't think about.
Don't focus on what you don't know,
what you don't have,
what you can't do. That's not how you get more light. That's how you get further from it than you've ever been. That's how you get into more darkness. Go around all the time thanking God for what you know. Thanking God for what you have. Thanking God for what you can do. And in the light of that, you'll get more light. Praise God. In 1 Timothy 1 and 4, don't give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions. Stay away from that. Get involved in godly edifying, which is in faith. Now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Now as we've seen before, feign means pretend. So there is that which to the unenlightened, it looks like faith, it sounds like faith, but it's not. It's phony. It's pretend. I don't want anything to do with that, do you? I want to know what is the real and get rid of the other. There are a number of people that used to talk more about faith, preachers that used to preach more on it, but they prayed things that didn't happen. They said things, they confessed things that didn't come to pass. And so they decided that what they were doing and calling faith doesn't work. And they're right. What many call faith doesn't work because it's not real faith. But we ought to have enough humility to not blame God or blame faith if we didn't get results. What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
No.
No way. No how. God is real. God is faithful. You can count on Him. And faith is the way. I said faith is the way. Faith is the way you live. Faith is the way you walk. Faith is the way you overcome the world. Faith is the way you please God. Is it?
Yes.
You do away with that, what do you got? What do you replace faith with? What people wind up doing is replacing faith, responsibility to believe God yourself, they replace it with some version of it's all up to God, which is not true. Simply not true. Now we've gone over, if you hadn't been with us, we've already gone over about three different kinds of phony faith. And you can go and get the previous messages, won't cost you anything if you weren't with us. We talked about imitation faith is a form that looks and sounds like faith, but it's not. We talked about presumptuous faith that looks and sounds like faith, but it's not. And we talked lastly about baseless faith. And I really want to go into that a little bit further and lead into a different kind. Go with me now to the gospel account of Matthew. Get ready for some answers. You know some things, and you're about to learn some more things. That's what we're just talking about faith. You're not talking about what you don't know. You're talking about we do know something and we're getting more. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus, the Master, said this. He said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Really? There'll be people who say, Lord, Lord, that don't enter in. But he that what? Doeth. Everybody say, doeth.
Doeth.
We'd say, does today. He that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Keep reading. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? I'll profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now let's just stop here. We saw in talking about imitation faith, those seven sons of Sceva who tried to imitate Paul. And they were using the same phraseology that he used, maybe even taking the same stance and the same mannerisms. But it didn't work for them. And it's not because authority in the name of Jesus doesn't work and faith doesn't work. It was because they didn't know God like Paul knew God. They hadn't heard from him about this like Paul had heard from God on the things he did. And so you can say, Lord, Lord, and you can quote scriptures, and you can say things and do things, but it doesn't mean that you know him or that it's the real thing. In verse 24, therefore, whoso hears these sayings of mine. Now, sayings would have to do with the body of his teaching. The things I've told you to do. He that hears these sayings of mine and what? Doeth them. Does them. I'll liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. Somebody say, it didn't fall.
It didn't fall.
For it was founded upon a rock. Now in this passage, what is being founded on the rock? Many have said, well, it's being built on Jesus. He's the rock. That's true, but that's not what he said here. He is the rock and he is the word. Being built on the rock in this passage is being a doer of what he said. That's what being on the rock is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.